The chair recognizes the honorable member for Seabreeze.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I rise to express my support for the motion to appoint a select committee to review all matters connected with the allegations of sexual molestation by a former teacher at the 8 Mile Rock High School, as well as the practice of the Ministry of Education generally, and I'm summarizing, when presented with a complaint of sexual molestation in public schools. Let me first of all commend my colleagues opposite on the seriousness and maturity of their presentations thus far, and I acknowledge, as they have said, that these are very serious matters which require the most serious and deliberate approach by all of us as legislators and leaders in this country, because they deal with fundamental issues of fundamental importance to our children, the future of our country. Mr. Speaker, even as we debate this matter, we must, however, be aware of the fact that a part of the motion deals with matters which have been the subject of a police investigation and hopefully will soon be the subject of court proceedings. It is from a clear sense that the process of criminal justice must remain absolutely free from any suggestion of political influence, whether that influence emanates from myself as minister or from the proceedings of this honorable house or any committee of this house. And it is from that understanding that I am constrained to be careful in the statements of the material facts as I see them, and to avoid, to the extent possible, seeking to put any suggestion forward as to how those facts might be interpreted by others, and to seek, to the extent possible, in, of course, the highly politically charged atmosphere of this honorable house, to avoid any possible political influence on the legal and investigative process, which is still going on, quite frankly, as I will outline in the statement, my notes. In approaching this debate, it must be acknowledged that the issues raised by the motion are issues that have plagued the system of education ever since the foundation of the beginnings of our formal system of education for many, 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 many years. In fact, these issues must be acknowledged to affect not only the Bahamas, but every single system of formal education on the face of this globe. These are issues, Mr. Speaker, with which the officials in the Ministry and Department of Education have been grappling with for decades, long before any of us became members of this House. Mr. Speaker, when I accepted the appointment as Minister of Education, I did so joyfully in the confident hope and expectation that I could play some small part in helping to bring about even more improvement in our educational system, and in helping to do a little bit more to give our children the skills and training necessary to help them to be productive and law-abiding citizens. In all my years of service to the Bahamian people, Mr. Speaker, both as a member of Parliament, in opposition, in the Senate, in every ministerial portfolio or capacity in which I have served, I have never found a more rewarding place. Challenging, yes, but a more rewarding emotionally and spiritually place than the Ministry of Education. It is where I feel that I can be of greatest service to the future of my country. Nothing that has happened has deflected my boundless confidence that the positive changes and improvements that we seek to make can be, and are being made. Mr. Speaker, the travails of 8 Mile Rock High School and the suffering revealed to have been inflicted on those former students who have complained of sexual molestation are matters of deep and grave concern to me and to the senior officials in the Ministry and Department of Education. Apart from the distressing revelation of the years of abuse suffered by the complainants, allegedly, the most frustrating aspect of the 8 Mile Rock High School case is the fact that the alleged culprit has fled the Bahamas. After the suffering of the complainants, that is the most distressing aspect of the case. Mr. Speaker, my ministry did everything within its power to prevent the alleged complainant from the alleged culprit from fleeing the Bahamas. Everything in our power was done. Mr. Speaker, the relevant facts of the matter are these. Firstly, the teacher in question had been employed by the Ministry of Education since 1988. What efforts were made to screen or to vet him at that time as a foreigner are entirely unknown to me. However, the file does not disclose any special measures were undertaken to vet this foreign teacher. Secondly, Mr. Speaker, I have personally reviewed the files, his files, as well as his confidential file. Mr. Speaker, throughout his tenure at 8 Mile Rock High School, successive principals have consistently rated that teacher as an outstanding teacher. There were no allegations whatsoever of any impropriety on his file, his personal file, or his confidential file. The only comments relating to the performance of that teacher on the files of the Ministry of Education in Nassau related to his, quote, outstanding performance. Thirdly, Mr. Speaker, all of the acts alleged against the teacher occurred in the school environment in the years before my appointment as Minister of Education. The students in question graduated from 8 Mile Rock High School in June of 2007. I was appointed minister on the 7th of May 2007. And for most of that time, until their graduation, the students would have been home preparing to or writing their BGCSE examinations, the final examinations. Mr. Speaker, it was alleged that the molestation started while the student was in the 7th grade. This means that, if accurate, the molestation would have started in the academic year, which began in September of 2002 and continued for 5 long years prior to my appointment as minister. Throughout the entire time of the student's presence on the campus, I was in the political wilderness and in opposition. And if political responsibility should be borne by those who had no knowledge, then it must be borne by another, not I. Mr. Speaker, it appears that the complaints made in November 2008 were not the first complaints made against the teacher. The president of the Parent Teachers Association of 8 Mile Rock High School was quoted in the Nassau Guardian as stating that the first complaints against the teacher in question were made to the police in the year 2006. We were unable to find any evidence of any complaints on the 2006 files in the ministry or any of the files, as I had indicated before in my earlier comments. However, in the written documentation from the Freeport office, which was received by the Nassau office in January 2009, there is now a copy of a letter signed by a mother which states that she noticed behavioral changes in her son in 2006, but which, from a reading of the sequence in the letter, seems to indicate that it was in 2007 that she made a complaint to the police. The district superintendent has recently stated in a report that he made at our request, the request of the office in Nassau, that he was in fact notified by the police in September 2007 that a complaint had been made against the teacher, but he was told by the police that the police stated that since the alleged victim was not in school and was, quote, an adult, according to the police, they, the police, had no intention to proceed to deal with the complaint. The superintendent states that he summoned the teacher in and issued a stern warning to him about his alleged misconduct. Despite the above, Mr. Speaker, neither I nor the permanent secretary nor the acting director of education were informed of that fact, and we only became aware of the specific allegations, or indeed any allegations at all, against the teacher in question when they were revealed in the press. Mr. Speaker, in fact, I and my senior officials were in Freeport to swear in school boards and at a Parent Teachers Association meeting at the 8 Mile Rock High School to deal with the then tuberculosis cluster on the 8th of December, at least a month after the November allegations had been made, and no one said anything to us about these specific allegations. All steps taken by officials in Grand Bahama from the time of the receipt of any complaints or notice of any complaint having been made to any other agency until January 2009, when the matter became a matter of public controversy, were done without ever informing me or my senior officials in the ministry or department in Nassau. It was only the officials in Grand Bahama that would have been dealing with it. Now, the question is, what has been the response of the Ministry of Education upon learning the details of these complaints? Our first response was to immediately order the removal of the teacher from Nassau and is from school and is transferred to Nassau on administrative leave. Secondly, we requested that copies of all documentation in the possession either of the school principal or the district superintendent or the Freeport office be sent to us immediately, because we had nothing on our files and nothing in New Providence. Upon the receipt of these documents, they were immediately forwarded to the Royal Bahamas Police Force for investigation, and necessary steps were taken as prescribed under the bargaining agreement with the Bahamas Union of Teachers. Secondly, we requested that school psychological services, in conjunction with the Department of Social Services in Grand Bahama, conduct appropriate counseling interventions and investigations at the 8 Mile Rock High School. Let me be specific about this, Mr. Speaker. The complaints that we received in January were made by former students of the school. The Ministry of Education's immediate and most pressing concern was to find out and to help any students currently attending the school who might have been the victims of any continued misconduct or molestation. I must also point out, Mr. Speaker, that a significant aspect of this case, and there is an aspect that is of critical importance to the procedures that were adopted. The molestation alleged was of a homosexual nature. there was a very real concern that students still in school who might have been molested or at a risk of molestation would be intimidated and afraid to come forward out of the fear of being labeled as being homosexual. It was therefore critical, Mr. Speaker, that any outreach to the students was conducted by the best trained professionals that we could obtain. In order for our clinical intervention to be achieved successfully, I was also advised that the utmost discretion and circumspection was required, and that the atmosphere of press scrutiny or public attention that would be caused by direct ministerial involvement during that critical phase would be contrary to the best interests of the children, who might be intimidated by the possibility that their identity could be revealed by heightened public scrutiny. The Department of Education then issued a press statement seeking to outline certain material facts, and that was that. Mr. Speaker, after that, the report was received from the Freeport-based School Psychological Services, which is a part of the Ministry of Education. That report was received on the 18th of February 2009. It was immediately apparent, Mr. Speaker, that a more clinical and therapeutic assessment of the children was necessary. The Ministry of Education, therefore, on the 19th of February 2009, Mr. Speaker, the very next day, commissioned the assistance of Dr. David Allen. The next day, Dr. Allen's report on the situation at the 8 Mile Rock High School was received on the 4th of March 2009. I would like to take this opportunity, Mr. Speaker, to thank Dr. David Allen for the quality of his prompt, insightful, and extremely helpful report. Mr. Speaker, let me take this opportunity to address one untruth that is out there, if you will. The teacher has not been paid any gratuity which might have been due to him as a term of his contract of employment. Mr. Speaker, as a direct result of the procedural weaknesses revealed by the circumstances of the 8 Mile Rock High School investigation, my ministry announced meaningful and comprehensive reforms, which I will detail later. As a result of the reforms, which we had immediately implemented, and while Dr. David Allen was conducting his first review of the situation at 8 Mile Rock High School, an anonymous note was received which made allegations against certain other teachers at that school. And as a result of our reforms, we were able to implement immediate steps which have resulted in several matters being forwarded to the police, which include not merely allegations, but statements from potential alleged witnesses. That is as a result of the reforms that we have implemented. You see, Mr. Speaker, we in the Ministry of Education did not merely talk about implementing reforms. We have already implemented reforms, and those reforms are already bearing fruit. And let me say that Dr. Allen's second report into the circumstances around the anonymous list was received by us on the 20th of March. In other words, these were reforms that were immediately implemented before there was any political aspect to this matter. Any political statements were made by members opposite, to which the minister responded on the 30th of March of 2009. That's the only point I'm making. That before there was public criticism of a political nature, the reforms were in place and were working. Mr. Speaker, it is noteworthy that, and I'm quoting a press release issued by the former Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of National Security on the 3rd of October 2003 in reference to the missing boys case in Grand Bahama. And she was quoted as saying, and I can tape it if necessary, it's a Bombs Information Services thing, so I don't know if that'll be necessary. But this is what the former Deputy Prime Minister said. Like every other country, we are not immune to such incidents, but we are also committed to making certain nothing like this ever happens again. To this end, we will soon be announcing a series of initiatives designed to further protect our children. Let me say that we, before even announcing, implemented serious initiatives designed to further protect our children. We walk the walk. We don't talk the talk. Mr. Speaker, much has been made by the members opposite in other fora and as the basis of the public commentary about the lack of comment by the minister. I am forced to observe that I have never in all of my years, my short 47 years on this earth, heard of any matter involving any sexual allegation of impropriety in any school where the Minister of Education has been required or demanded to make a public comment. I challenge anyone in this place to indicate where such a demand or expectation has ever been made of any Minister of Education. A minister may speak on a particular matter, but when has he ever been required to speak? Going as far back as I can remember to the late 1970s, when there were allegations in some school about something called the Big Doll House, I never heard any minister speak on that. In fact, my approach and attitude from the beginning of my tenure as minister was that all such matters were within the purview of the Department of Education, which had been dealing with these matters since before any of us were probably born, or certainly became members of this place. The Department of Education is a statutory body that is clearly charged with the technical day-to-day duties of administering and running public schools. From the beginning of my tenure, it was my view and position that I would not make public comments to confirm or deny the details of any specific allegation, and that any and all administrative decisions on how alleged perpetrators would be dealt with was within the domain of the Department of Education and, where relevant, the Department of Public Service. I had one policy issue that I made clear to the department: that any teacher or administrator against whom an allegation of sexual impropriety was made, whether or not the case was sufficient to sustain a criminal prosecution, and pending any decision on their ultimate employment status, those persons should be removed from the regular classroom and school and not placed in a position where they could have any possibility of reoffending. In terms of our handling of the allegations involving the teacher at 8 Mile Rock High School, let me reemphasize that all of this time, our first and foremost concern was to have a proper and effective assessment of the status of children still in school in an atmosphere of confidentiality, and to make every possible effort to identify and to help any as yet unknown possible or potential victims who were still in school, and to ensure that appropriate psychological support services were also made available to students and teachers who were uninvolved in the particular allegations, but who were nonetheless distressed and demoralized by the circumstances affecting the school. Let me also reemphasize, Mr. Speaker, that all the advice that I sought and received from a number of different sources at that time cautioned against making public comment or public intervention during the course of the clinical investigations and assessments of Dr. Allen. Further, as I said, matters were complicated by the receipt in the middle, early March, of the anonymous note, which had to led us to have to institute yet another confidential investigation. As a result of the findings which were received on the 20th of March 2009, my ministry received very valuable information which we were able to forward to the police, including, as I said, statements. So prompt and confidential were our actions, Mr. Speaker, that we did not even inform the Bahamas Union of Teachers in advance, whose president has subsequently complained about our methodology. But she has always acknowledged a shared commitment to defend the integrity of the teaching profession, but at the same time to ensure that any wrongdoers are rooted out. Mr. Speaker, we have initiated 6 reforms. 1. Mr. Speaker, we have now implemented 6 reforms, or in process of implementing. Some of them are actively implemented. 1. Any allegation of sexual impropriety involving a teacher and student is now referred directly to the police for investigation. The practice that was formerly in place was to refer such allegations to the Office of the Attorney General for legal opinion prior to reference to the police. They end up at the police at some point, but that was the practice in place. That has now been changed with immediate effect. Secondly, school safety committees are being formed. These committees will be comprised of the principal, the vice principal, the president of the Parent Teachers Association, the chairman of the school board, a union representative, and the head boy and head girl. The intent is to structure a body that somewhere among them, any child who is uncomfortable or who is molested will feel confident to go to at least one of the persons on that school committee. And signs are going to be posted in bathrooms, etc. Mr. Speaker, I note the note, I note the bell, but I have several pages, and I do believe, and I ask you, it's time for 3 more pages, that in the interest of at least getting the full communication in, if I could be given the liberty to finish the full communication. Thank you very much, Mr.
Speaker. Well, yes, I think since the request questions the procedures and protocols of the ministry,
thank you very much.
Time has been extended.
And
the opposition has not objected.
Objection.
Yes,
the
opposition has not objected.
Sorry. But can I thank the opposition for their non-objection? Thank you very much. As recommended by Dr. David Allen, modalities are being put in place so that school guidance counselors will receive further specialized training in what he terms or calls counseling psychotherapy, so as to form, as he put it, therapeutic alliances with students. Reading between the lines is to be more proactive, to look and be aware of matters that could arise. 4. The Safe School Manual will be updated to include specific guidelines to address allegations of sexual misconduct by teachers against students. And one thing we found, surprisingly, when we looked, is that there were no, and I disclosed that to the press already. 5. Students will be provided with laminated key cards on key rings, which can be attached to their keychains or to their school bags. Which cards or laminated cards will have on it the number of all of the relevant child protection or police or social service agencies on their island. And we are working to do this within the course of the summer term. Mr. Speaker, I brought several, and I'll pass them out to members, of the proposed structure. Basically, if they have any comments, quickly, but this is what is proposed to be. I think it should be about a third smaller. It will be laminated with a punched hole with a key ring, and on one side it will say, "Say no to abuse, stop predators, sound the alarm," with an alarm bell ringing, school alarm bell ringing. And on the back, as an example, this is for the island of Eleuthera, but you'll see that we have the numbers for all protective services for all of the islands. So we will do 6,000 or for New Providence, 3,000 for Grand Bahama, and these will be distributed to students. We are aiming to do so within the course of this summer term. And the intent of it is that the children will be able to carry these cards on their person and have easy recourse should they ever feel in any way uncomfortable, and also know and have within reach the phone numbers of the relevant child protection agencies. So they have to go and find a phone book and look up the number of an institution whose name they may not know. It will all be right here and available to all of our children. And we are aiming to do that during the course of this term, and certainly to do it universally upon registration at the beginning of the next school year. 6. The ministry will seek to ensure that, in addition to providing a clean police certificate along with their application for employment, that all new teachers are positively vetted during the course of their first year. And just explain that. When teachers are first appointed, they are appointed on probation. It's a provisional appointment. And it is only after the completion of their first year in teaching, when they are assessed by the education and curriculum officers, their methodologies are assessed, and their conduct and their performance in the classroom has been reviewed. It's only after the first year that they are confirmed in their appointment. Now, we are seeking to have the police vet them. Usually it's about 100 to 120 new teachers every year. Mr. Speaker, let me also announce to this House that the Ministry of Education has also taken a further step beyond those announced in the six-point plan. We have determined that Mr. Sterling Gardner, the head of school psychological services here in New Providence, will have the responsibility for designing and implementing, with the assistance initially of Dr. David Allen, a plan to build the capacity for the ministry to create and sustain, not just to create for now and then let it wither away, but to create and sustain a rapid response unit within the ministry that is able to respond to any allegation that is received, and to be deployed immediately wherever such allegations are received, whether the allegation is in writing, whether it's a signed complaint, whether it's a verbal communication, whether it's SIP-SIP, that they will be able to be deployed to conduct therapeutic and clinical assessment and interviews with children who in our schools who are at risk in whatever the school is in order to obtain the information necessary to be sure that any perpetrators will be brought to justice. Mr. Speaker, in fact, as a part of the continuing enhanced therapeutic outreach, the team led by Dr. David Allen and Mr. Gardner, building capacity once again, that we are seeking to build the capacity of the ministry, will be in Grand Bahama at 8 Mile Rock to continue the therapeutic interventions and counseling both to students and teachers who as we said, were demoralized and or affected. Mr. Speaker, let me re-emphasize the posture of the Ministry and Department of Education on this matter. Even if an allegation of molestation is manifested only by word of mouth or by an unsigned note, all will be the subject of immediate clinical intervention and investigation. And our record is clear on this already, Mr. Speaker, because in early March, we received an unsigned note and we put the new procedures in place and we had a report on it by the 20th of March, which we were able to forward to the police. Mr. Speaker, and going forward, any information obtained will immediately be forwarded to the police. Mr. Speaker, no system is perfect, but the important thing is to learn from every episode and to always strive towards improvement. Hopefully, the heightened public sensitivity will continue to act as a spur to an even greater determination on the part of the Ministry and Department of Education, all officials, other government agencies, and the community at large to do even more to protect the children in each and every one of our public schools. I am certain, Mr. Speaker, that the more robust and aggressive approach of the Ministry of Education will serve as a warning to any potential wrongdoers that they will be caught and rooted out if they cross the boundaries of appropriate conduct. And that anyone who is presently involved in any illicit activities with students will be caught and will be drummed out of the teaching profession and the public service. And the matters will go straight to the police. And it's for the police there to do their job. I am also hopeful, Mr. Speaker, that all students who may be endangered, who may be uncomfortable, who may be the victims of sexual molestation, will have the confidence that if they turn to the Ministry of Education for help, they will receive that help quickly and effectively. Mr. Speaker, as confidence grows among our students that they can receive help, I am hopeful that there will be sufficient deterrence in place to prevent any future situations such as that at 8 Mile Rock High School from ever happening again. And that if it ever happens again, it will not go unpunished. As has been demonstrated, Mr. Speaker, the new approach of the Ministry of Education to these matters is already yielding results. A teacher was charged in court last week. The six-point plan is being aggressively implemented because the safety and welfare of all children entrusted to the care of the Ministry of Education is and remains our highest priority. In closing, Mr. Speaker, I would like to assure the parents of students at 8 Mile Rock High School and all parents enrolled in any of our public schools that the safety and protection of your children is of the highest priority. And no matter what politicians and pundits may say, I always take the advice that is in the best interest of the students whenever issues arise, as they do arise on almost a daily basis in the Ministry of Education. The Ministry of Education is the largest single ministry in the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, responsible for more than 160 institutions, more than 53,000 students, more than 4,000 teachers and teachers' assistants. It is a large ministry. It is a complex ministry. All I can say, Mr. Speaker, is that the best interests of the children is and remains a highest priority, and I follow the advice, the best advice that I can obtain as minister. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the Parent Teachers Association of 8 Mile Rock for their activism and other community groups who were also involved behind the scenes in seeking to advance this matter. I think it is important, and I often say that education can be and can only be successful if it is a mutually respectful partnership between educators, the community, and parents. Where there's a breakdown in that link is where the faults most often arise in education. So I want to publicly thank the Parent Teachers Association, as I said, of 8 Mile Rock for all they have done to advance this matter. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the president of the Bahamas Union of Teachers and the executive members of that union, as well as the thousands of teachers in our country who do a yeoman's job, who sacrifice their time, their treasure, and their talents, and for which, in that sacrifice, they can never be truly repaid. But they continue to press on, because the vast majority of our teachers are not involved in the kinds of activities that we are debating today. Let me now finally also warn those persons who might enter the teaching profession to harm or to take advantage of innocent children that we will seek them out and cause them to experience the full brunt of the law. Mr. Speaker, with those comments, I once again affirm my support for the motion. And I want to say that in all things, the ministry is taking every step with the best professional advice that we can receive to do even more as we speak, before we spoke, before this matter became a matter of controversy for the House. We took steps, Mr. Speaker, and those steps are bearing fruit. And so once again, Mr. Speaker, I merely reaffirm my support for the appointment of the Select Committee.